General Mills, makers of cakes, invite you to beat the band. If you can. General Mills, makers of Kix, K-I-X, Kix, a delicious new ready-to-eat corn cereal that comes in delicious round golden bubbles, brings you another session of that new novel radio game, Beat the Band, featuring Ted Weems and his music, Perry Como, Marvel Maxwell, Elmo Tanner, Arm Downs, Country Washburn, and Red Ingle, who join with Gary Moore to bring you this opportunity to beat the band. And here's that band you have to beat, Ted Weems and his band playing. Ma, he's making eyes at me. You have to beat, and here's the man to help you beat it, Gary Moore.
Well, forth those folks, the little helpers. Why, the questions they've sent in today are going to leave the boys flatter than the tunes they play after they answer the questions. I'm happy to say that General Mills will pay $10 each for the questions used on the program today, and of course you know that double money, $20 and a case of kicks, is guaranteed to those whose questions beat the band. But that prize money may be much more. Remember, we have a $100 bonus, which is divided equally among those who beat the band. For example, if four people beat the band, they get $25 plus $10 for their question and a case of kicks. If, however, only one person beats the band, that person will receive the full $100 plus $10 for the question and a case of kicks. Now, that's worthwhile, isn't it? I should say so. So why not write out a question and send it to Beat the Band, Minneapolis, Minnesota. All right, now here we go with the unrehearsed portion of the program. The men do not know the answers to the questions I will ask, and folks, listen for the boom of the old bass drum. It tells you when somebody's question has beat the band. Gentlemen, here we come. This being a gay day for those ladies who go in for ornate headgear, and who of them do not, we offer this query from Edna Horan of Brooklyn, New York. As friend husband looked at his wife's new Easter bonnet rather disdainfully, what did he ask? The title of an old-timer will give you the answer. In fact, everybody's hand's going up. All right, Country Watchman back here, Country.
Where did you get that hat?
Why, Country, you must be married. Yeah. Sure enough. Can you play it on your bass fiddle, friend? That's good enough, all right. Fine enough. Thanks very much, Country. As we come into our next question, what with spring just around the corner, here is a proper question to offer a gang of young men. Asks Arthur Shepard of Belgrade, Montana, what musical bit, very popular a few years ago, suggests an amorous insect whose sting will excite your emotional sensibilities? A lot of big words, but there goes Marvel Maxwell's hand up in the air.
I think I know that one. The love bug.
We'll
bite you if you don't watch out.
Marvel, you're absolutely right. Good enough. All right, can you sing it for us, huh?
Love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. And if he ever bites you, then you sing and shout. You
fine enough, Marvel. Incidentally, being Eastern, all Marvel's wearing a new hat this week, too. Marvel, we're awfully... I don't know, what happened to the one with flowers? Did the government make you plow it under? If a strong breeze swept through the studio, she'd be out working for another company in a minute with that wing she's got on there. She'd just take right off and ad-lib a few openings in the room. Here. All right, here we come, one. Here's a bit from down Virginia way, sir. from Holland, Virginia, to be exact, and penned by Francis Gregory. A rather mercenary young man was going with two girls, one Rosie McDonald and one Susie O'Brien. He finally decided to marry Rosie McDonald. Now, what important fact, to his mind, helped him make his decision? It's an old, old tune that still gets plenty of attention. Oh, now, gentlemen, you should know this. Red Angle's hand's going up there.
Old McDonald had a farm.
What better reason could she want, huh?
You.
All right, Mr. Angle, let me hear you play it on your saxophone, if you will. Enough, Mr. Angle. That'll be enough there. You've raised your quota for today, and you get 10 points up on the scoreboard, as did Marvel Maxwell before you. And now, boys, before you get flat-footed from taking determined stands on these questions, we turn to Ted for a suggestion.
And I'll suggest I Walk with Music, with Perry Como singing.
Well, I'll second that motion. Carry it, boys.
There's a love song floating on the soft summer air. When you spoke, you left it there. From this day I walk with music, for your voice will follow me everywhere. Your sweet sigh will come singing I will hear and understand, and though I wander past the last distant star, it will never seem too far, for from this day on I walk with music, and that song will lead me to where you are. The last distant star, it will never seem too far, for from this day on I walk with music, and that song will lead me to where you are.
Folks, here's some exciting once-in-a-lifetime news from our good friend Fort Pearson.
Thanks, Gary. He's absolutely right about that good news, ladies and gentlemen. It's a sensational new offer at your local grocery to introduce our swell new ready-to-eat corn cereal Kix to everyone who's not yet tried it. Beginning tomorrow, everyone buying just two packages of Kix at the grocer's will receive for only 1 cent more one of the very latest, most attractive table items now made. A brilliantly colored English breakfast marmalade jar. Never before has General Mills, the world's largest millers, offered such a popular item through grocery stores. Made in America of the beautiful new Carnival glassware, this unusually attractive English breakfast marmalade jar is shaped exactly like a big, delicious ripe red apple in two gay, bright, lifelike colors. A gorgeous ripe red and a brilliant, sparkly yellow. And as I said before, while supplies last, users of Kix can get one for only one single extra cent. I'll give you further details of this remarkable offer later in the program. All right, Gary, right now let's try again to beat the band.
Is which musical build-up, we barge ahead into our second group of questions with exactly no people having managed to beat the band so far. Well, we've got some pretty tough questions in this group, so here we come, gentlemen. This question coming up is answered by a tune that you boys probably played when this band was brand new. Mrs. Carol Brown of Cincinnati, Ohio, wants to know what song title was Katie's sister's remark after she saw Katie bring down the house with her dance routine. Everybody's hands going up. All right. Well, let me see here. Rosie McCarg over here on the saxophone section.
Wish I could shimmy like my sister Kate.
Why, Rosie. All right. Let's hear you do it on your clarinet, huh? That will be enough there. We don't want to run Sally any competition. And Rosie McCarg gets 10 points up on the old scoreboard for answering his first question of the day as we come into one that will call for some straight thinking on a well-known musical score. Rosalie Raymond of Flushing, New York asks, what popular operetta was given the alternate title, The Slave of Duty, but is known by a much more familiar title? Now, you have to play an identifying strain from any of the selections from that opera. And by the way, tell me who wrote it also, if you can. Is Pete Bielman's hand going up in the air?
Oh, have Mr. Bailey give me 10 points, will you, Gary, please? I'm sure of this one.
Wait a minute, Mr. Bielman. There. You're not finished yet, you know. I mean, you have to tell me the answer, if you don't mind.
Well, I believe it was Gilbert and Sullivan operetta, Pirates of Penzance. Is that it? Taken from that.
It is, yeah. That's right. Unfortunately, I didn't think you were going to get it, Mr. Bielman. All right, well, or is it?
Well, I always go for this higher class of thing, you know. I mean, this higher...
higher class
jazz tunes,
yeah.
You know, I don't go for that.
All right, well, what's the tune? Now, what's the tune, brother?
I'll play it for you.
Yeah, all right. Here you play it. Come on. Mr. Would you rather have Mr. Bailey take the 10 points off the scoreboard that he never put up in the first place? No, Mr. Pete.
Yeah, that's it.
No, I'm sorry. I know Hail, Hail the Gang's all here when I hear it.
But this one time you're wrong. I know I'm right. That's the tune. So you
that's the
check
tune from the Pirates, Gilbert and Sullivan?
That's all.
Well, I'll tell you... Wait a minute. I'll tell you what we'll have to do on that. Frankly, I don't know. You could be right, Mr. Bielman. Nobody's known you to be, but you could be on this particular occasion. I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll send out to the music library, Fort Pearson out with a few Indian runners and dog sleds here. And Fort, will you dash out and see if you can find out if he's right?
Yes, sir.
Do that?
Yeah.
All right, Fort, you try to get the correct answer and bring it back to me. Interrupt me wherever I am in the program, will you? Now, Mr. Bielman, if you'll crawl back into the woodwork, we'll get on with our next question here. If you gentlemen know your great American men, you may have the answer to this query. Hail, hail the gang. How do you like it? Betty, never mind, Mr. Bielman. We'll find out.
I know.
All right. If it's right, we'll give you a hand. Doubled up and coming fast. Look, here's a question from Betty Yon Jean of Montgomery, Alabama. She writes in to ask, who were the first two patriots to swing, and I don't mean hang? Who were the first two patriots to swing? All right, Orm Downs, back on the drum.
I think it's a Washington Lee swing.
Washington and Lee swing. Absolutely right. Can you play it on your drum? When Fort Pearson's back here, go away, Fort. That's right, I don't want to hear it. Can you play
Fort? I think most everybody in the band know that, so if I start out, will that be all right?
Oh, all right, sure. Everybody join in. Oh, look, Grandma, they're coming down our street. And Orm Downs... Orm Downs gets 10 points up on the old scoreboard, and Fort Pearson just came in with some very sad news for me. Fort, what is this delightful little limerick that you handed me
here? That's the thing. That's
right. One that he... How does it go? Let me see. You said hail, hail the gang's all here? Come, friends who plow the sea, true to navigation, memo to General Mills, had another station. That's fair. Well, I don't know. Mr. Bielman, never mind that. Mr. Beelman, you're absolutely correct. You get 10 points on the scoreboard, and I'm deeply grateful to you, and I will...
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Thank
not
you
at all. Not at all. It's a special consideration. I will, if you'll meet me after the show, I'll give you 2 tickets to a fatal accident. And thank you so much for your cooperation. He gets 10 points on the scoreboard after all. As we come into another question, a pair of good ears and a knowledge of the classics will help here, boys. Fashion experts say the taffeta will be much worn this spring. Mrs. Frank Ogebauer of Morristown, New Jersey asks, if you were watching the Easter parade today and a number of young ladies swished by in spring dresses of taffeta, what classical number would come to your mind? Rosie McCarg, of all people, for a classical number.
Rustle of Spring.
Rustle of Spring, absolutely. Wishes he could shimmy like his sister Kate, and now he's got the Rustle of Spring. Well, Rosie, can you play it? We give you 10 points, but please don't swing spring so soon in the season if you don't. We're having a hard enough time here in Chicago with practically a zero Easter here anyhow. Somebody this morning said, look out the window, there's a robin redbreast. I looked out and it was a crow with a chapped stomach. Just goes to show you. Now let's get into another question here. We're wasting a lot of time. You horticulturists come out from behind the seed catalogs long enough to tell Henry Burhow of Fairfield, Iowa, what would be the result if a tiger lily were crossed with the common or garden variety of ragweed? Gentlemen, everybody should know that. All right, there goes Elmo Tanner with his hand up in the air over in the whistling department.
I think that'd be tiger rag.
You're absolutely right, sir. I'm sorry to say, but can you whistle it, if you don't mind?
Oh, whistle tiger rag.
All right, give him a hand. Good enough.
And on, and on, and on.
Thank you, and Elmo Tanner gets 10 points up on the scoreboard. We got to beat the band here soon somehow. Gentlemen, think hard on the duties of the drummer in a band and a brand new tune for this answer. Mrs. John Bloom of Bayside, Long Island says, after the prom, a girl introduced her sweetheart, who was the drummer of the band, to her girlfriend. Now, what song title might she have used to present him to the girl? He was a drummer in the band, Joe Hooven. Back in the trumpet section, his hand goes up for the first time today.
Meet the beat of my heart.
Oh, all right, you're right. Okay, can you play Meet the Beat of My Heart, if you don't mind?
Wait.
I'm awful sorry. The answer is no, Mr. Hooven. No. You were playing. What was that? To the sounding beat of my heart. What is the name? Anybody in the audience? No. Not Walk Along the Streets of Sorrow. I'll tell you. Meet the Beat of My Heart goes. Meet the beat of my heart. Meet the song I'm rehearsing. Only good. I'll tell you what, Mr. Hooven. It looks like you got the right title, but still, you have to put 50 cents in the old bass drum if you don't mind. Let's hear the plunk. Good enough, and Mrs. John Bloom of Bayside, Long Island, is the first person to beat the band. She receives a minimum of $20 in cash, plus a whole case of Kicks. Now, that's a lot of Kicks, 24 big packages, but the new Crisp Assured Kicks package will keep it fresh. Now, boys, you're learning the hard way with these questions, and as you know, the class yell of the School of Experience is, ouch. So let's rest to rhythm. Ted, comes music?
Right, Gary. The tune is the Woodpecker Song.
Uh-huh, featuring the 4 D's, three dopes and a dame. Also known as Marvel Maxwell, Elmo Tanner, Perry Como, and Country Washburn.
Morning bright and early
to wake up all the neighborhood.
sing to every boy and girlie.
His happy serenade on wood. Hear him pecking out a melody. Peck, peck, pecking at the same old tree. He's as happy as a bumblebee. All day long, all day long, all day long.
Serenade your lady. Just find a tree that's shady.
And when you hear that tick, 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 sing right along.
Come on and try his rhythm. And let your hearts beat with him.
Just listen to that tick.
Brother Pearson, we have been charged with the duty of announcing our marmalade jar offer to the waiting public. Have you a witness ready to testify that, in our opinion, this is one of the finest offers ever made?
Have I? Mr. Morfitt, standing beside me, you see none other than the star of America's favorite radio love story, Arnold Grimm's daughter. That is Connie Tremaine. In real life, Miss Betty Lou Gerson. Miss Gerson, will you please take the stand?
Yes, Mr. Pearson.
Now, General Mills is announcing a sensational new offer of a gay English breakfast marmalade jar for only one single penny to everyone purchasing two packages of their delicious new ready-to-eat corn cereal Kix. Have you seen this jar?
Oh, yes, and I think it's darling. Whoever thought of making it up like a real ripe apple?
Please confine yourself to answering the questions, Miss Gerson. As a matter of fact, the apple idea came from England. Slick, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you please describe this jar to our audience, your own description, of course?
I'd love to. Well, as I just said, it's shaped exactly like a big apple. Colored like an apple, too, in gorgeous bright red and a sparkling yellow. It's made of the lovely new carnival glassware, of course. Bright and gay and yet tasteful and beautifully finished with a smooth, clean, white interior. This jar's got simply dozens of uses. Sugar and jams and jellies and even candies as well as marmalade. Really, for anyone who loves nice things for the table, I don't see how they could possibly resist it.
That's no fooling, ladies and gentlemen. And since this is an introductory offer, you can get one of these 12 English breakfast marmalade jars from your grocer for a single penny simply by purchasing two crisp assured packages of that 12 new ready-to-eat corn cereal Kix. Before we adjourn this court, our thanks to Betty Lou Gerson, and for you, a friendly warning. This offer is good only while supplies last. See your grocer tomorrow morning.
Right-ho, and here we go into our last group of questions, with only one person having beat the band so far. At this point, we introduce the Easter Bunny, it being the day for stuff like that. And you boys should know the new tunes, so we'll ask you for Robert Baxter of Freeland, Pennsylvania. What one March hare might say to another March hare when they hear the sound of the hunter's horn? It's a brand... Oh, Joe Hooven. He wants to make up for that bit.
Redeem myself.
Huh?
Redeem myself.
That's the word I was thinking of. I don't think...
Thank you.
I don't know what it is. Can you play it? What is it?
Run, Rabbit, Run.
Run, Rabbit, Run.
That's right.
It's a recent importation from London, mm-hmm. I believe. And can you play Run, Rabbit, Run? Thank you very much, Mr. Holden. Thank you an awful lot. I like that even better than meets the beat of my heart. And you get 10 points up on the scoreboard for that. And I warn you, boys, the answer to this next question is not thanks for the buggy ride. Mrs. George Cook of Clayton, Missouri, wants you to name a beetle of which the male flies but does not shine, while the female shines but does not fly. A beetle. Everybody say, oh, let's see Elmo Tanner's hand over here. How about Elmo Tanner?
A glowworm.
That's right. Good enough. Yeah, can you? The way you were scratching your head there. Well, never mind. What would you? Could you whistle it for us, if you will? Good enough, gentlemen.
Time's up, Jerry. I have some figures to weigh in the balance.
All right, Ford, I'll make way while Ted makes music. Hey, Ted?
Well, here it is, Gary. The tune is Our Easter Ditty. I'm putting all my eggs in one basket.
Oh, save the colored one for me.
Gentlemen, that amazing score. Only one person again today has managed to beat the band. Only one. Think of that. Only one person has managed to beat the band. And here are the scores. We used a total of 11 questions for which General Mills will pay $110. And also the old bass drum was tied for Rosie McCard and Elmo Tanner are the two that will pick it up. With a $100 bonus, which will be paid today, and we've paid a total of $220 for questions. Now may we congratulate Mrs. John Bloom, Bayside, Long Island. You're on the shrewd question, which was the only one to beat the band today. We hope you enjoy the check for $110, which will reach you shortly, and we know you'll enjoy the full case of kicks, which goes with it. Congratulations.
Right, Hole, thank you. Ford, and I'll add my sincere thanks for the grand questions that the people sent in tonight. I'm happy to say that a check will reach those folks very shortly. Now, let me add this. We want everybody to try to beat the band, all of you. It's great fun, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Send your question to Beat the Band, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Who knows? Yours might be the one that beats the band.
Let me remind you that whether it beats the band or not, if your question is used on the program, General Mills will pay you $10 for it. If you do beat the band, you're guaranteed a minimum of double money, $20 and a case of kicks. But that may be a much greater sum. Remember that bonus. Now it's a game, folks, and we want everyone to participate and have fun. We want you to know that every letter is read and receives careful consideration. There may be many similar questions with identical answers. And, of course, payment will be made only to that person whose question is actually used. All questions become the property of General Mills. So write that question. You may have a winner. This is Fort Pearson speaking for Gary Moore, Ted Weems, and General Mills, makers of kicks, inviting you to join us next Sunday. In the meantime, try that delicious new ready-to-eat corn cereal Kix. It's swell. And say, you're going to try to beat the band, aren't you?
Stand by for a sensational announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is news of the most outstandingly popular offer ever made at your grocery store by General Mills, the world's largest millers. To introduce their crisp, delicious new ready-to-eat corn cereal Kix to new users, they announce the following. A gay, brilliantly colored English breakfast marmalade jar for only one single cent to everyone purchasing two packages of Kix. Don't fail to take advantage of this remarkable offer. Attractive, most unusual ripe red apple shape, brilliant, sparkling red and yellow colors. Everything in perfect good taste, to add a brand new charm and sparkle to your table. And yours for only one single cent with your purchase of two crisp assured packages of Kix. To avoid disappointment, get your English breakfast marmalade jar without fail tomorrow morning.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.